This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you listening to us tonight. I am Stephanie.
I am Brett.
And this is Michelle.
Yes, indeed. And if you're a regular listener to Free Talk Live, you're probably recognizing Michelle's voice because she is the normal Free Talk Live Friday night co-host. But my voice is probably going to sound a little bit different to you because I am actually filling in for Ian and Mark tonight. And Brett has also graciously come into the studio to help fill in. Ian and Mark are actually away on business. They're at the Talkers New Media Seminar. And they're doing some business development, I guess, for Free Talk Live. And, you know, I really wanted to just, before we forget, congratulate them because I know that they've had a major milestone in their number of affiliates recently.
Now 101, I believe, right?
Yeah, lucky number 101. And so they're being heard by more people, their ideas are getting out, and the show continues to get better and better. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for over 6 years now, and it's always been improving and getting more interesting and better and better. So hopefully we'll do a good job entertaining you all tonight. And, of course, you can always go to freetalklive.com to check us out and see more of what we're all about. And go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch us live in the studio doing what we do. And welcome to the show for any new listeners. So I think, lady and gentlemen, that we're going to start off with maybe some articles tonight. We had a lot to talk about, including one law for us, one for you. We'll see what that's all about. A possible story about cracking down on some youth thrill-seeking. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, is coming up fast. But you can also bring up whatever's on your mind if you make the call. Our number is 1-800-259-9231. That is, of course, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can call and bring up whatever's on your mind tonight. So let's jump right into this article. We have the California legislature passing one law for them and another one for everyone else, all those other measly peons that are just existing there, eking out their meager existence. They're not subject to the same laws that the politicians are.
This is pretty flagrant, too, this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brett, did you want to read that, or do you want me to read it?
Sure, I can read it.
Yeah.
It is an editorial, I should point that out first, from the Washington Times. One law for us, another for you. The subtitle is California's Legislative Hypocrisy, a Failure of Democracy.
Now, what do you think about democracy before we jump into this article?
I'm not pro-democracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that word has been hijacked by politicians and, you know, it sounds good to people because it makes them think that the common, you know, man makes them think that they have a say-so in what's going on. We don't have a democratic government here in the United States, but rather a representational one. And democracy is essentially mob rule. And so if what that typically could mean is that if we all vote that, you know, redheads are ought to be burned at the stake, and more people vote for that than against, then that is somehow just, that is somehow moral, and it's definitely legal.
Sure.
And so I am not pro-democracy in the fact that the United States government has gone and in the attempt to spread democracy in what is, you know, mostly the Arab world.
Yeah, that's another bad justification.
Yes, it has been used to justify war and murder of a million people.
Yep, I agree. You said that very well, Michelle. And I think that people may hear us say, well, we're not pro-democracy and think, well, what are you for, a monarchy or something? No, I think all three of us sitting here on the show probably would say maybe that we espouse self-government, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, that it's also unrealistic that you could expect 300 million people to be subject to the same sets of rules and strictures, regulations, otherwise. And I think democracy is not just undesirable for all the reasons that Michelle mentioned, but it's also dangerous because then you get little slogans like, you are the government, right? So
yeah, and if you don't vote, you can't complain, right?
So, but the violence of the state is personalized, which I think when people see themselves as the government, when they connect themselves to that entity, when people are critical of the government, especially when it comes to their chosen policies or actions, they become very defensive and indignant.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And they, because they feel often like they're being attacked personally, because they use words like we for groups of which they are not a part, it's defensive and it becomes emotional. And If you want people to not be able to think about something very clearly, you get them to not think about it logically and to think about it emotionally. And that's how people think about their country, because they have this idea that they are the government.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they've been told that from a very young age. And we should mention, maybe before we get into this article, that Brett has a podcast called the School Sucks Podcast and a website, schoolsucksproject.com, right?
Yep.
And he spends a lot of time talking about the nature of government-run education, which is what most people know as so-called public schools, right,
right,
Brett?
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you want people to believe this kind of stuff, you got to get them when they're very young, like the cigarette companies do.
Yeah, I think that's a good intro. So why don't we jump into this article?
Sure. We got a byline here? I don't see an author.
Well, they like to sign these things by the editorial board. I don't see an author there either.
Perfect. What a way to remove accountability.
Yeah.
The AP does that a lot, too. But yeah. Anyway, here's the article. The California State Senate voted 28-8 Wednesday to exempt itself from the pointless gun control laws that apply to the rest of the populace. Legislators apparently think they alone are worthy to pack heat on the streets for personal protection, and the masses ought to wait until the police arrive.
Hmm. Well, this sounds kind of familiar already, because I know that in the federal government, there are the politicians exempt themselves from the health care regulations that apply to the rest of the population as well.
As well as the TSA pat-downs and scanner screens, I mean, which everyone can identify with that.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're pro-gun or, I mean, you know, people come out and say that they're pro-gun or not, but I think that it's pretty unanimous that people aren't interested in being accosted in order to travel.
Oh, yeah, I'm certainly not interested in that. I want to keep my bodily integrity the way it is.
I think this also shows, like, the real divide in our society that people should be concerned with. I mean, we have so much of these setups by politicians in the media, you know, stoking vitriol and aggression and bad feeling, like, hey, you're black and you're white, you should fight. You're gay and
you're
straight.
You're a Democrat, you're a Republican,
that's,
you
course,
should fight.
Of course, the biggest one. Well, you guys should be fighting.
Right,
not
left,
hanging.
Christian, not, yes.
You shouldn't be focusing on who the real common enemy that you all have is. You should be fighting with each other and never notice that.
And, so, of course, that common enemy, I guess you could say, is the people who really want to control your life. I mean, it's really the authoritarians, I think.
The state.
Yes.
And it's kind of ironic that this is about actual guns, because I think the way that we tend to divide society, in my opinion, it's the most important way, which side of the gun are you on?
Yes.
Are you one of the people that's found a way to be on the trigger side of the gun, or are you one of the much larger group of people that has the, you know, unfortunate situation of being on the barrel side of the gun?
Absolutely.
And, you know, are you subject to aggression, or are you benefiting from aggression?
And when you say the gun, I think people may hear this for the first time and maybe not fully understand the metaphor that you're making, which is it's the gun in the room. It's the threat of violence that is implicit in everything that government does. If you don't pay a parking ticket, you know, maybe you'll get a nasty letter first, but eventually, you know, someone will try to take you to jail.
And, or take your property.
Or take your property away from you, right, which you have justly acquired. And that's force. That's aggression. Or at least it's a threat of force. And usually people don't let it come to actual force because they comply, sometimes reluctantly, with whatever the order happens to be. So when you talk about the gun in the room, you're talking about the implicit threat of force that backs up everything that government is able to do.
Another thing that I've tried, and you can, you know, people can try this if they like, is I like to do a little thought experiment when people talk about laws or policies or, you know, the healthcare thing, they want to see that come to fruition, whatever, public option or socialized medicine.
Oh boy.
And I say, all right, let's do a little thought experiment. We'll call it skip to the gun. Skip to the part where somebody is pointing a gun at me.
Wow.
You know? So that's like, if I do not want it, what happens, and then what happens, and then what happens, and, like, how many steps between this seemingly benevolent, helpful thing that you support and somebody pointing a gun at me or throwing me in a cage?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we spent so much time yammering that we didn't even get into the article, but we will certainly have more of that coming up. One law for us, another for you. Let us know what you think about that. It's Free Talk Live. Call us 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
You know. know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Welcome back to the show. This is Free Talk Live. We certainly do appreciate you listening tonight. I am your host, Stephanie.
And I'm Brett.
Michelle.
Yes, indeed. And the three of us are filling in for Ian and Mark. We want to thank them so much for inviting us to fill in for them as they go to the Talkers New Media Seminar and make some new contacts, promote Free Talk Live, and Mark is also giving a speech, I believe. And, of course, you can always get news about Free Talk Live, which is our show, by going to news.freetalklive.com, join the email list, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and get the freshest updates about the show. And as a smoker, you know that traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at vaporstation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at vaporstation.com. So, Brett, we were actually reading, you were actually reading an article called One Law for Us, Another for You. And doesn't that just sum up the attitude of most politicians around the world, really, but especially here in the U.S. where we live? They think that they're not subject to the same laws that they want to pass over everyone else.
Right. There are leaders.
At least they're admitting it, though. You know?
Yeah,
this was pretty blatant. And, I mean, really, what are people going to do about this? Basically, what they've done is the California State Senate has voted to exempt themselves from the gun control laws that apply to the rest of the populace. And we were reading an article about this from the Washington Times, which is an editorial kind of, I guess, complaining about this a little bit. And yeah, at least they're getting the word out about what's going on. But I think people are kind of just going to say, that's okay. They should be able to carry guns. You know, they're trusted leaders.
They're important.
Yeah. And us little people should be kept safe from each other by being disarmed, which is, I find some flaws in that thinking.
Are they using Congresswoman Giffords' shooting as part of the justification for this?
When that story happened, I was concerned about that they were going to step up, not just really step up security for politicians, but kind of do the crackdown on ordinary people and the crackdown on guns as a result of that they were going to use their typical scare tactics to, at least in, what state was that, New Mexico or Arizona?
Arizona.
So to strengthen the gun restrictions there as well. But I haven't followed that, so I don't know.
Actually, I think in Arizona they recently had a constitutional carry, I believe, which is that you can carry a gun concealed without a license.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, I might be mistaken on that, but that's what I understand. But, this is California, and I don't see in this article any mention of Congresswoman Giffords' shooting. But I don't know. Let's see what crazy justifications they come up with. Brett, can you read the rest of the article?
Sure. This is one of many bills Golden State politicians use this legislative session to set themselves apart from the little people, the ones who pay their inflated salaries. Annual compensation for legislators averages about $140,000.
Wow. That's, you know, there's still politicians here in New Hampshire. And they're still trying to control people's lives and still brandishing their authoritarianism and the proverbial gun in the room over everyone. But they only get paid $100 a year here.
Yeah.
Whereas in California.
Which is the same that they were paid, what, over 100 years ago or something like that. They maintained the same salary.
Yep, I believe so. And, I guess it just shows the difference between a place like New Hampshire where there's a little bit more of the kind of live free or die spirit.
A lot more. I've lived in California and here now, and I can vouch.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I'm from California, so definitely. And, you know, to give you an idea of just kind of the mindset in people for people in California, when my kids and I moved from San Diego to Lake Tahoe, I basically gave my boys a motorcycle and a gun and a set of skis and said, here, go play. There are the woods, you know, go be Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn.
Did they know how to shoot at that point?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't just give them a gun
and
turn them loose.
I didn't give them a motorcycle or a set of skis either. They were coached and all that. But about a year later, I had a really good friend of mine come up from San Diego, and she brought two of her three daughters with her, and we were going to have this nice skiing adventure. And somehow the conversation came up about the boys, you know, had gone hunting or something with a friend of ours. And she said, well, do they have guns? I said, well, yes, they have guns.
How are they supposed to hunt?
Yes.
A bow and arrow?
So she insisted that I have the guns removed from the house before she stayed at her home. And I said, well, the ammunition is locked in my safe. I'm the only one that has a combination and the key. And the guns are also locked. And she said, I don't care. Those guns can kill people. I said, well, what are you suggesting, that they're going to hit someone over the head with them?
Yeah.
You know, but it's completely irrational. And this is a very educated woman who was from Iran and was present during the Shah's, departure and all that. So
good gun control policy, by the way, the Shah.
Why? What was his policy?
Well, it was a police state, so people didn't have guns.
Right.
And that's how you get a police.
But the government had guns, of course.
Of course, yeah. They need them.
So it was just completely irrational, and you know, in that was the ambiance that has allowed for this legislative piece of is it a bill? That's
Well,
I think I can almost empathize with that person because I think she's. It sounds like she's afraid, right? She's probably never shot a gun before and doesn't know that it's possible to be extremely safe and careful with it. And if you practice good etiquette, you can make sure that other people around you feel comfortable with you carrying a firearm.
Yes.
And so maybe she had never experienced that and was just coming from kind of a place of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when I meet people like that, I guess I try to reassure them and say, you know, I will never point this in a direction that's unsafe. I will, you know, keep the safety on and whatever, you know.
Yes.
You know, I wonder, too, if this fear has something to do with perceptions that are created by the entertainment media.
I think that's probably true.
Because if you think about who we see in film and television using guns, they are the mafia, gangs, cops, and soldiers. And those people like to shoot and kill people. So
they
guns
do.
If we in the hands of cops, soldiers, and organized criminals, guns look pretty violent. They don't look like defensive tools. They look like tools of aggression.
Sure. I remember one time I went on a vacation to Mexico, and it was kind of a rural part of Mexico, a little bit out of the way, not so touristy. And I was on the beach one day, and all of a sudden, three police came marching down the beach in their jackboots, carrying fully automatic weapons.
Mm.
And when I saw them, I didn't feel safer. I felt threatened. I felt endangered. And I was scared of what they were going to do or why they were even on the beach with machine guns. It didn't make sense to me. So, and of course, in Mexico, there's horrible violence, probably mostly due to the U.S.'s war on drugs that they're kind of bringing over there, trying to stop the drug trade from happening. So, yeah, I guess the point is...
Or not have competitors.
Or, yeah, yeah, I guess you could say that, too. Anyway, I want to know what you think of this, so you should give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. We'll probably get into the rest of this article when we return, but we've already talked about enough. Coming up, a psychic tip leads to a frantic search, but nothing turns up. This is Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll be back with more coming up.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and shipped for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Stephanie.
I'm Brett.
I'm Michelle.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, too, so much for joining me in the studio. We've been having a great time
so
far.
Thank you for sitting in for Ian. That's awesome.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm so glad. I was always so excited when Ian asks me to host the show when he goes to the talk radio conventions. And hopefully we will meet his expectations and provide an entertaining show for everybody listening.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the last couple of weeks, Mark teased me a little bit because when he and Ian start going at it, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of cringe and freeze up a little bit. But, I mean, when you're sitting in the middle of two men and you got Mark getting really irate and he's got this vein. And
I've heard about the vein.
Yeah, it starts pulsing in the side of his head and in his neck. And it's very, I don't know, not intimidating is not the right word. Just
that's a little scary.
Violent.
I can see that. It's like the Incredible Hulk.
Yes,
coming out.
Exactly.
Well, if you want to get a little bit of an antidote to that, I guess you could go to shrine.freetalklive.com, which is the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's basically meant to honor the females who listen to Free Talk Live. And I think my picture is posted on there with the She Talk Live crew.
Yes.
Which is the Free Talk Live Sunday edition that I host once a month with Carla Gerke, who's the president of the Free State Project, which we may talk about a little bit later, and another rotating third co-host. So you can always check out all the archives, freetalklive.com. And have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have an attorney. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you are fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in criminal or civil matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu where you check out to let them know that you heard about it from Free Talk Live, which is our show, jurisdictionary.com. So, last segment, I guess we were discussing an article called One Law for Us, Another for You, and I think we hit most of the highlights of it. We were very chatty, which I always enjoy. And by the way,
we discussed the principles.
Yes. I think that we were
universal.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. That's what I like about news stories, is that they kind of give you an in to talk about these very important principles. And, you know, Henry David Thoreau was the one who said, for everybody who's hacking at the branches, for every 1,000 people who are hacking at the branches, there's one striking at the root.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to try to be root striking whenever possible and get to the heart of the matter and talk about the most important things. And in this case, with this article, where politicians have voted to exempt themselves from a law that applies to everyone else and has a pretty significant impact on their lives, I think we can all agree that the root is that government uses force to accomplish what it does. And they do think they're exempt, because really there's nothing that people can do about their power and their aggression.
And, you know, when you think about, you know, these, so they're able to have guns legally, whereas the general public is not. I cannot imagine people are not aware that even after someone leaves office, and if it's a high enough office, they continue to have Secret Service.
Yes.
Protect them to the tune of like $10,000 a month.
Wow.
I mean, it's very expensive. So you figure, depending on how many presidents, vice presidents, the wives, the children of,
it's expensive.
Exactly. Yeah. So how many of you people out there are giving up the fruit of your labor in order for these other people who have exempt themselves from laws that apply to you and your ability to legally protect yourself? Mm-hmm. Not only, you know, you're supporting this habit of theirs, this bad habit of.
Well, it really is a class system. And as Brett was saying during the first segment, it's, you know, politicians love to divide people with arbitrary things, like love to get them to fight over things like race or gender or, you know, privileges or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's the people who are oppressing everyone versus everyone else. And I think that the analogy of government using people for tax livestock is extremely apt, because there are just a few people, the farmers, and they basically skim taxes off the fruits of the labor of everyone else. Mm-hmm. And if the livestock think that they're free, they're much more productive.
So, yeah, and I think people often don't realize that, you know, the typical left-right argument, which is just laden with logical fallacies, where somebody on the right might be criticizing Obama, and then the person on the left will say, oh yeah, George Bush did this. And, you know, if you think that George Bush should be in jail for war crimes, or if you drive around with George Bush and Dick Cheney bumper stickers all over your car with an American flag for an antenna, George Bush views both of those people equally as tax livestock.
Right.
You know, regardless of whatever kind of emotion you're putting into the attack or defense of George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, you are stupid livestock to them.
And all those politicians that people so vociferously oppose when they're on one side of the political fence or the other, you know, they're all kind of palling around and doing initiatives together after they leave office anyway. I believe there was, you know, this partnership between Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. And, you know, it's always like that. They're on the same team.
Mm. Right. Well, and some of their things were diplomacy matters or whatever, like Feed the Children of Africa or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I studied philosophy in school before I left, and I remember my philosophy mentor suggesting that I use my writing skills and that I write a book about philosophy and my school of thought, etc.
Oh, wow.
And the problem, though, is that it'd be the shortest book ever written. It would only have one word, and that word would be no. And so my entire philosophy has been shrunk down to, can I say no without the threat of force or violence against me?
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't, then I'm not free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people get all wrapped up in all these agendas but can I smoke pot, or can I have sex with whoever I want, or can I go to school or not go to school? Essentially, can you say no without the threat of violence by the state being used against you? And if you can, then in that area, you're free. And if you cannot, then no, you are not free.
Mm. So Michelle was schooling the philosophy professors who hadn't heard of the non-aggression principle, right?
Actually, I was very we laughed about it. She taught a class on Hero, which was basically Ayn Rand's some of her characters and things. So she's a free market libertarian, and she ended up being the maybe the only person, but the first person invited by China to come over and teach free market principles back 10 years ago.
Huh. That's
so yeah, I was very fortunate to have her as a mentor.
Very interesting. So if you have thoughts on anything that we've said so far, or about the psychic who called the police and got them to search for some alleged bodies that never mysteriously appeared, you can call us at 1-800-259-9231, and that is, of course, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, okay, let's jump into this next article. this made me laugh, but it's really not funny. It's really more sad. Psychic tip on Texas mayhem leads to serious search, but no bodies. And this is from MSNBC.com. And again, there's no author that I see, so unfortunately we can't give anyone the credit. We always like to give credit where credit's due, unless it's not made clear. So anyway, ironically, this takes place in Liberty County, Texas. A tip from a supposed psychic that dismembered bodies were on a rural property caused law enforcement officials to descend upon a Texas farmhouse Tuesday, but they found no bodies. Wow, shocker. Liberty County Sheriff Captain Rex Evans said there was no evidence of foul play at the home. Liberty County Judge blah, blah, blah told reporters at the scene about 8:15 p.m. that tips had come in Monday night and Tuesday morning from a supposed psychic of dismembered bodies on the property. McNair said an initial visit on Monday by Liberty County Sheriff's deputies found nothing amiss, but the psychic called back and said that the deputies looked in the wrong place. Oh,
that's horrible.
Yeah, this is pretty...
I want to know what the remedy is for that farmer.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get any restitution, sadly. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. You can call us 1-800-259-9231. More about dead bodies and the psychic story when we return.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling a refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea is a refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50-plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50-plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We are rocking out to the music in the studio.
Banging my head.
Exactly. And I am Stephanie with you tonight.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Michelle.
Yes, indeed. And we're doing a radio show. And, of course, you can always go to archives.freetalklive.com to check out archives of the show going back to 2006. I highly recommend. It's a lot of material for your listening pleasure. You can always refer friends to that, too. Give them a dose of our show and let them find out what we're all about. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we were discussing an article about a psychic tip leading to a exhaustive search of someone's private property.
Private property.
Yeah, which, let's be real, there's not really private property in this country. I mean, government taxes everybody on a yearly basis in the form of property taxes, at least here in New Hampshire and in most other places in the U.S., right?
And the farmer couldn't say no. You cannot come on my property.
Yep, absolutely. And you were just mentioning that, Michelle. That was a very important thing to you about your personal philosophy.
Yes.
And yeah, I think that's an interesting test. Can I opt out? Can I say no without,
right,
without and will that be an acceptable answer?
Without the threat of force or violence against me.
But guys, absolutely, if you do everything you're told, you can pretend you're free and you can pretend you own stuff.
Well.
And believe me, there have been times when if I were given the option to take a pill so I could be live in oblivion, I imagine that my life would be much easier and I would be a much happier, more soft-spoken, more gentle sort of woman. It's not been an easy road the last 30 years to, you know, be, as you know, said, striking at the root, mm-hmm, of tyranny and aggression, and it's pretty lonely. So
sure.
I think, especially if you don't live in New Hampshire.
Yeah. And I believe that this would be a good time to mention the Free State Project, which is the reason that all of us are in New Hampshire right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the Free State Project is an organization of individuals, liberty-loving people, who are encouraging liberty lovers to move to New Hampshire and get active for more freedom in their lifetime, right?
Absolutely. And not only, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to come and get on board with politics.
No.
I mean, the idea is to just come here and be present, living, you know, freely, and that will in turn spurn greater freedom. And you know, I live, there are communities within Keene, or Brett's from the coast, mm-hmm, and you're living up near in Dartmouth and everything. So it's all over. You don't have to just be in one area,
mm-hmm,
and the New Hampshireans, or Granite Staters, have, you know, some people like to call them, are just very liberty loving people, and that is why that New Hampshire was chosen as a state over other states, that it already really has this culture of liberty.
Yep, I absolutely agree. So check out freestateproject.org if you want to find out more about that and a little bit more about what we do. And in the meantime, we actually have a call on the AMP lines. And the AMP line, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way to help out Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to find out more about that. But we do have a caller on the AMP lines, and they take precedence over our normal toll-free line. Matt wants to talk about Prohibition. Are you there, Matt?
I am. Good evening, guys. I just was curious as what you felt about the fact that if you look at the Roaring Twenties and the 18th Amendment, that would be the prohibition against alcohol. It took only 13 years for them to realize that was a huge mistake because there was violence in the street, organized crime had basically taken over liquor production, and there were almost as many speakeasies as there were saloons.
Right.
Why has it taken so long for people to realize that the war on drugs isn't working, and we still have this general consensus that I think among most of the population that it's in fact working and discouraging people from using drugs? So why has it taken so long for us to realize that the war on drugs isn't working when it was so quick for people to realize that prohibition didn't work for alcohol?
Because you keep paying taxes to support a government that says so.
Well, I don't know if that's the only reason, but yeah, certainly that propaganda plays a huge role in this, Matt. And I think that one of Brett's kind of pet issues, government schools, also makes a difference. You know, when people are told from an early age in DARE class, right, in government school, that drugs are scary, drugs are bad, you know, marijuana is going to make you do crazy things. And
yes, don't do drugs that the school psychologist didn't give you.
Yeah.
Yes. Good point.
Exactly. I just remember, you know, I unfortunately did go to a government school growing up, and I was in the DARE program. And I remember them showing us these movies that just made drugs look like the scariest things. And I would get a fear in my heart whenever I saw them, whenever I just saw these videos, or whenever I saw the cop talking about drugs that was running DARE. And so they really do an effective job at kind of propagandizing people. And, you know, I think probably all three of us here would agree. I don't want to speak for you guys, but at least I think that oftentimes using drugs may not be the best judgment call. And same with alcohol, because it does impair people's decision-making abilities.
Or eating sugar, drinking coffee.
And for teenagers, I agree. You know, and obviously, I mean, all I can do is make that as a suggestion and put in some of my own experience with, you know, doing drugs and drinking at that age, and there was really no long-term positive payoff of that.
Right.
But, it's interesting. I picked up this premise in your question, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but with a general consensus that this still works as an explanation of why the war on drugs is still going on, there's a faulty premise there that the government is responsive to the will of the people instead of the will of the people being responsive to the propaganda of the government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the war on drugs is going on because people want it to go on. I think
people are largely realizing it, especially for marijuana, that it doesn't it's not effective. It's not stopping anyone, and it's just hurting people. And just the thought that I wanted to finish from before, you know, we were saying that maybe it's not the best idea for someone to do drugs, or it could not be harmful. Sure, it could just be a way to relax. But I certainly don't think that people should be put in jail or fined or aggressed against in any way for using drugs. I mean, perhaps they need help, perhaps not. But it certainly isn't the right solution to throw them in jail. And I think a lot of people are realizing that, especially younger people. Don't you think, Matt?
Well, the reason why I brought up the question is because, I used to be in the Navy, and I'd see instances where people would go out, like when you pull into port, and they'd go out and they'd drink and they'd smoke in order to alter their consciousness after such a long time at sea. And yet when you bring up the concept of other items such as marijuana or cocaine to achieve the same effect, it's all you hit a wall with them, and they think, oh no, that's not right. I shouldn't be doing that. But these are the same people that will drink themselves to like a blackout state or smoke a pack of cigarettes in a night out, and you see the effects of that indoctrination because they just keep hammering it and hammering it.
Right.
And so I think Brett was kind of right when he got to that point where the propaganda was driving public opinion, so public opinion driving the propaganda.
Well, and the state has been effective in convincing people that marijuana is a gateway drug. I remember my dad, giving me a ride to school and telling me that if I smoke pot, I'm going to do cocaine. If I do cocaine, I'm going to do heroin. If I do heroin, I'm going to become a prostitute. If I become a prostitute, I'm going to die of AIDS. So, I mean, and that was like...
What if you drink some caffeine?
That was one sentence. He was pretty amped up on caffeine when he was telling me that, too.
Wow.
But, I mean, it was just this idea. And, of course, I was sitting there, you know, stoned at the time. He was telling me that, just kind of snickering to myself, like, yeah, okay, Dad, whatever.
Not dead of AIDS yet.
But, yeah, and it's just... So I think that idea that marijuana is supposedly a gateway drug, you know, makes people fearful.
Yeah, and it's based on faulty science, too. I really don't think that it's borne out by if you actually go and take a look at the research. But even if it was, the solution is not to put people in jail.
Numerous studies, too, including one done by the government at the National Health Institute, has disproven the gateway drug theory. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that's overlooked and why marijuana could sometimes look like a gateway drug is because of its legal status. It has to be sold in the black market mm-hmm. by people who have more of a propensity towards crime. Mm-hmm. So they might not, you know, be too apprehensive about selling drugs to kids. And if they'll sell marijuana to kids, maybe they have the scruples where they'll also sell cocaine or crack to kids. So, hey, you want marijuana? Okay, well, here, you might like crack. Oh, now you're hooked on crack? Well, you might like being a hooker, you know? And I think that's a function of the black market. It's certainly not a chemical function of the drug marijuana.
And the same thing happened, you know, introducing people to other black market activities during alcohol prohibition.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because alcohol was in the hands of gangsters who later became famous political families, right?
Right.
Matt, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, an interesting discussion. And, you know, it is so interesting how public opinion is just not, the policy is not reflecting public opinion. It really does show that the politicians are not responsive to popular demand. So more coming up in hour two. We've got somebody who wants to talk about psychics on the line. Wait till you find out what he's going to say. And, of course, you can always
Wait. I think I can psychically, like...
You can predict.
Yes! No,
well, hold that prediction. And in the meantime, you can call us 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.